Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 71, Only God's Plan for Salvation Will Work, let's look at the word salvation once again. You could actually substitute that word with happiness, contentment, fulfillment, freedom, abundance, and health. For instance, you could say, only God's plan for my happiness will work. Only God's plan for my freedom will work. Only God's plan for my abundance will work. And in this way, you can see that your salvation is the one thing that you must have to know who you are and to experience all the great gifts, blessings, and benefits that God has already given. In this lesson, it gives us these very important words that whenever we have a problem or a concern or we don't know what to do, we can ask very specifically, what would you have me do? Where would you have me go? What would you have me say and to whom? And this is not in response to your problem per se. This is what we can ask anytime and anywhere to receive direction to show us what needs to happen in order for us to move forward. For instance, if I have a situation about lack or scarcity, and I use these words, what would you have me do, where would you have me go, and what would you have me say and to whom? I'm not really asking this in response to my scarcity, because in essence I would be asking for illusions to replace my illusions. If I find myself in a situation of scarcity, I would simply turn away from the picture or the image that I'm holding in my mind, and then very directly ask, what would you have me do? Where would you have me go? What would you have me say and to whom? In reference to everything, not to my picture of scarcity, but in reference to my actual listening for what would God tell me in this moment, even if it had nothing to do with my problem. Because the answer that you receive will be an answer that will actually solve the problem. And this is a little challenging to understand, but it has a great deal to do with cause and effect. When you are in a situation of scarcity, you are looking at an effect. And we must go back to the cause, which is in our mind. And what we are saying is, dear God, please take the cause, which is in my mind, and teach me differently. Heal the thoughts that I am holding that is producing this situation. I'm not asking for my situation to change. I'm asking for my thoughts that are creating this situation to be healed. And as a result, my situation will become healed. Today, let us remember that only God's plan for salvation will work. And this is a great relief because it is off your shoulders today. Enjoy your day like never before. Only God's plan for salvation will work.